Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Thursday, October 13th. Had a good guest on yesterday, Will Cain. I heard from some of you that you did not want to hear from Will Cain. I heard others really liked him. Listen, we talk sports, no politics. We try to avoid politics on this podcast. Everything can be woven into politics eventually, but we'll try to keep it to sports as often as possible. Listen, sometimes politics will be warranted, but hopefully not often. In other news, we've got an awful Thursday night football game tonight, Washington-Chicago, but maybe it'll be good. Because the teams are so bad. The total's criminally low. We'll do a best bet at the end of the podcast. A couple other notes. Did you recall, if you listened yesterday, I said I grabbed the Minnesota Vikings at 3 on a guess that Teddy and Tua would not be playing. Tua has been ruled out. He will not play. Still in concussion protocol or whatever you want to call it. And Teddy Bridgewater is limited in practice because he's in concussion protocol. It sounds like, according to the Dolphins, Skylar Thompson will get the start against Minnesota. Teddy will be relegated to hopefully backup duty. Hopefully backup duty. Now, we will see as it gets later in the week, but it sounds like it's going to be Skylar Thompson for the Miami Dolphins against the Minnesota Vikings. You guys know I like the Vikings. The line's up at 3.5 now. That's a big-ish number to lay for the Vikings on the road, given they can't stop anybody. Obviously, the injury reports are going to be big. We'll do much more on the game tomorrow, as well as the rest of the Week 6 card. But I wanted to actually sink my teeth into a little bit of NBA today. We just secured a really good NBA guest for next Tuesday's podcast. The season begins next Tuesday. Lakers-Warriors in the opener. Thursday is Lakers Paperclips. Your boy will be in attendance. It's a big sports week for me next week. A buddy of mine reached out and said, you know, he has Charger season tickets. he knows Sundays are tough for me because I got to watch all the games, kids sports, blah, blah, blah. Monday Night Football, Chargers, Broncos, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson. Alba be in the house. It sounds like it's going to be a good one. Sounds like Russell Wilson will play. He is a little dinged up. But so Monday, I'll be at that. Thursday, my boy Jeff has Lakers season tickets. We've gone the last two season openers. And folks, I can't wait. Lakers Clippers should be a really, really good one. I'm trying to secure a media pass so I can go before the game and, you know, be that nerdy dude who's at shoot around as I watch like the 12th guy on the Lakers drain like 15 threes in a row just because I'm a basketball obsessed nerd. I really love that stuff. So anyways, next week's a monster sports week. This weekend is crazy busy with the Major League Baseball postseason. Several good college football games. Oh my gosh. I'm going to take a quick brief timeout from NFL, NBA to talk college football. I'm not a newsbreaker. You guys know that. I was a reporter way back in the day. I don't want to be a reporter now. But given my status of having a podcast and being on TV now on The Herd 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, I've had a lot more people reach out to me. And I've met a lot more new people, shall we say, in the last, 8 weeks. I had a really interesting lunch on Wednesday. Can't really talk about it. Suffice to say, there's some really interesting stuff happening in the sports media landscape right now. And listen, next 3 or 4 years are going to be crazy. I'll just leave it at that. But I did reach out to someone who is kind of a big deal behind the scenes in college football. And I was told that Bryce Young had his doctor appointment this week, and Bryce Young was told, you're not ready to play now. You can't play against Tennessee. That being said, you know how these college athletes are. This is a massive spotlight game. Alabama, Tennessee, two undefeated teams in the top 10. Knox Vegas is going to be lit this weekend, as the young kids say. Bryce Young might fight his way onto the field and play. Now, I know Saban will know that there are bigger fish to fry. Obviously, if you can beat Georgia and then win the SEC championship game, a loss to Tennessee with the backup quarterback won't matter, right? You beat Georgia and you're in the SEC championship game, right? It's going to be fine. That being said, I did take a nibble on Tennessee getting 7, and I took a little nibble on Hendon Hooker, the Virginia Tech transfer who is really playing great for Tennessee the last couple years. I like the kid a lot. I got an NFL mock draft coming out in 2 weeks. Just started working on it for Fox. Listen, if Kenny Pickett can shine in 1 year at Pittsburgh and get drafted in the first round, why can't Hendon Hooker get a look at the back of the first round? Like, just give it some thought. Hendon Hooker has been great for Tennessee. I don't know if he can pull the upset, but I did take a nibble on Hendon Hooker to win the Heisman. Consider this. We're what? Week 7 in college football. Nobody has distinguished themselves at all in college football. I guess by default, it would have to be C.J. Stroud. I know a lot of people like what Quinn Ewers has done. Listen, he missed a couple games. Texas, no, it's not happening. Caleb Williams of USC could get in the mix, but they got to beat Utah this weekend. And the line is not in their favor. It opened at 2.5. It's up to 3.5. Utah favored. Not a great matchup for the Trojans. The quarterback and the running back, hell, both of them at UCLA, but anybody think they're going to run the table? And you just keep looking around. Will Levis, the really talented kid from Kentucky, he's missed some action. Look around. Who's going to win the Heisman Trophy? And don't tell me Stetson Bennett, because he has been atrocious since the spotlight of could he win the Heisman went on him. He hasn't done anything. Nothing. So it's kind of wide open. If Hendon Hooker is able to somehow beat Alabama, and I don't think they beat Georgia, but they only lose one game and finish in the top 10. Hendon Hooker's going to get a look, right? Again, find me the other guys who are getting invited to the Heisman ceremony. So, let's see. I am betting Tennessee. I'm not betting them on the money line. Just taking the 7. A little Hendon Hooker futures in the Heisman. Just a nibble. And now we will move on from college football and get back to what the topic that I really like is the NBA and Draymond Green. Okay, so the Warriors came out and announced that Draymond Green would not be suspended. He's going to play tomorrow in the preseason, and he will play in the season opener. I know a lot of people are saying, Jason, fights happen all the time. Why are you so focused on this? I don't disagree with that. I'm going to rewind a couple years to, I have it here in my notes, 2017. Does anybody remember the Chicago Bulls had a guy by the name of Bobby Portis on their team? And the Bulls also had a power forward named Nikola Mirotic. In October of 2017, Mirotic and Portis, who basically both played the same position, like a stretch four, they got into it at practice. Apparently, they were shoving. Mirotic lunged at him, and Portis just drilled him with a punch. Mirotic suffered a concussion and multiple facial fractures. He went to the hospital. He didn't play for, I think it was 7 weeks. Okay, this happened in October. He was traded by February. Now, I know what you're saying. Jason, Mirotic ain't Draymond Green. I'm not saying he is. I'm saying these team fights are interesting. And if you look at the details of that one, these were two guys battling on like a okay team, and you can't punch out a teammate. That's the bottom line. Bobby Portis was traded. By the way, the Bulls suspended Portis 8 games, and I think he was traded in the offseason. Bottom line, a couple years later, he ends up with the Bucks, and he's a good player. He's matured a little bit. No video of that fight emerged. I can almost guarantee you if Mirotic suffered a concussion and multiple facial fractures, then this must have been way worse than Draymond Green. And where I want to get involved here is this Draymond Green situation. The video changed everything. If you look, guys, at the video, everybody is facing, like, the camera. Curry and everybody has their back to it. I would venture to say nobody that was behind the play, which looked like all the starters on the court, but Draymond was not on the court, none of them saw the punch. So if you're at practice and you hear guys getting into it and you don't turn around in time and you don't see the punch, you just see like a scrap, you just think, okay, they got in a fight. And I'm sure that's what happened. A lot of people thought that. And that's why you had reporters putting it out. Oh, it was just a little altercation, and Jordan Poole had been popping off, blah, blah, blah. That garbage from reporters, which is spoon-fed from Maverick Carter and Clutch.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So the video comes out and it changes everything. Essentially, every player who didn't see the punch now basically sees Jordan Poole as just shoving him. Ah, get out of here. You can even see Jordan Poole's head move like, come on, stop, stop. And Draymond Green basically lunging like he wants to knock somebody out badly. Now, I've heard many theories as to why this happened. The funniest was, well, not funny. There's nothing funny about getting punched out by your teammate of 3 years. But Jordan Poole, I believe, is a Michigan man. And, of course, Draymond Green, Michigan State. And this maybe there was some rivalry going on there. Obviously, the money aspect of Draymond Green has not gotten paid. Jordan Poole is getting paid here in the next 5 days before the season. I think they've got until the 17th. To give him that extension. He's going to get probably a bigger contract than Draymond's ever gotten, I think. I haven't compared them, but I everything I've read is Jordan Poole's going to get that kind of money. And an interesting theory I heard was that apparently Poole was viewed by Draymond as like a little brother and like, hey, little bro, you do this, you could be the next Curry. Hey, little bro, let me mentor you. Let me work with you. And Jordan Poole just was not having that because Draymond Green has these weird tactics of just being overly aggressive and mouthy. And, you know, it's funny. There's an Amazon series about Draymond Green meeting with, like, what was it, Deepak Chopra, or one of these super interesting philosopher-type guys. It's called Sessions, where Green basically rides in a car and then sits down with these gurus and tries to understand why he's so fiery and angry all the time. And they try to get to the root of his hostility. Apparently, this was recorded last summer, June of 21. And Green's been dealing with this for a while. Remember, he got ejected in the 2016 finals. Many say that was the beginning of the end for the 73-win Warriors. And that's what cost him the finals, the biggest choke ever. Up 3-1, Draymond gets suspended, has to miss a game or two. Yeah, he had to miss Game 6, comes back for Game 7, was playing on a technical. Had a great Game 7, but they lost the series. Now, the counter to that is, well, they don't get Kevin Durant if they win that series. Durant doesn't go to Golden State. Well, we don't know that. We don't. Durant wanted to play in that great system. Would he have still gone there? Who knows? Nobody can answer that. But also, when they had Durant, Draymond famously got in that huge fight with him on the bench and apparently was like saying, we don't need this guy to come back. And, you know, listen, I just don't understand why so many people are defending Draymond Green days after they've seen video of him leveling a teammate with a punch. It just doesn't make sense at all. And I get it. These arguments and these scraps happen, but the defense of Draymond Green is just mind-boggling. Well, Jason, Michael Jordan punched Scottie Pippen. Well, you know, I get it. Scottie Pippen got punched by Jordan in like 1998. By the way, no video emerged. Also, Michael Jordan was the greatest player in the league. Draymond Green's not even a top 15 player in the league. Not even top 20. He got benched in the finals, guys. He's an offensive liability. I'm stunned that the Warriors are willing to take him back so easily. Now, I get it. Maybe they approach the team and Jordan Poole, for whatever reason, is just cool with it and says, hey, you know, listen, I might have deserved this or whatever Jordan Poole said to make it cool with Draymond returning to the team. Something doesn't add up to me. I'm just missing something large here. Maybe Poole is just saying, hey, it's all good, I get it. because he wants to get paid, and then he gets a contract, and then he turns into a different dude. I don't know. I don't know what to expect, but this is what Steve Kerr called the biggest crisis they've had since he's been with the Warriors. That would be bigger than Kevin Durant, bigger than being up 3-1 and choking in the 2016 finals to the Cavs and LeBron. And it basically knocked the Boston Celtics Ime Udoka scandal off the headlines as the number one story heading into the NBA season. I mean, listen, I would love, and I will on the preview when we preview the NBA, I would love to preview and talk a lot at length about the Atlanta Hawks and why I think DeJounte Murray and Trae Young is going to work. But that's not even like a top 15 storyline. I mean, the Denver Nuggets are super fascinating, getting Porter and Murray back. They're going to have a legit shot at the title. I know people may not want to hear that, but that's a real thing that could happen. Clippers, Kawhi Leonard hasn't played in over a year. I mean, there's so many great storylines. LeBron, Anthony Davis, the Russell Westbrook thing looming, the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, seriously, we could do pod after pod after pod on the Brooklyn Nets. Zion Williamson, will he return? He got hurt again yesterday, tweaked an ankle. Will he ever get healthy? Like, there's so many good stories in the NBA, and nothing right now, nothing tops Draymond Green because of the video. And again, if you're asking me, if I'm in the room with Kerr and the front office, and you know, too bad I'm not an owner of that team. But if I were in the room and they're talking about it, again, everybody, hey, what do you think of this, Jay? What do you? I would trade him, and I would not just say I would trade him, but I would come to the table with options. Hey, we can get this, that, and the other for Draymond Green, and oh, by the way, we cut your tax bill by this much, and we don't lose this much, because while not one guy can replace Draymond, when you look at lineups we could put in with Kuminga or Wiseman or Moses Moody or whatever we get for Draymond, you can fill him in the aggregate. Now, I know that Draymond is like a great defender. His length can't be replaced. His IQ, the passing with Curry. Again, you can't replace Draymond. You can replace him with five different players and different looks on the team. And again, the Golden State Warriors are going into the season as, I don't know, are they the favorites in the West? I mean, we're going to do an entire NBA preview pod next week, but I don't know. Should they be the favorites? I mean, the Clippers 1 through 10 have a freaking incredible roster. And I'm sour on Draymond Green because I just think punching one of your teammates who you've been with for 3 years is really, really wrong. All right, I've done enough on Draymond Green. Let's get to the best bet for Thursday Night Football.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view.
That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
So Washington and the Bears, I don't know if we will find a worse Thursday Night Football matchup this season. Last week's was obviously going to be terrible, Colts Broncos, and it lived up to the terribleness. Just an unwatchable game with errors and mistakes and ugly, ugly football. I actually think Bears Washington, I know on the surface, on paper, it looks terrible. I did bet Washington last week against Tennessee, and they burned me. Carson Wentz had three shots from the 2-yard line. All he needed was a touchdown. It was near interception. It was near interception and then interception. And, of course, Ron Rivera came out the next day and hammered his player, saying the reason we're not as good as the Giants, the Eagles, the Cowboys is quarterback. He wasn't wrong. And I know people are going to say, geez, that's harsh. Well, Carson Wentz has not been great. What do you want? They go out and they add the kid Dotson in the draft. I know he didn't play last week. To Terry McLaurin, they got Curtis Samuel. I know the offensive line hasn't quite been there. They've got some receivers. They got some talent on this team. And I know Wentz was okay statistically last year. But guys, there's a reason the Eagles kicked him out. Okay, he was like feuding with Doug Peterson. Remember, he didn't want to run Peterson's plays. So they kick him out of Philly. He lands in Indy. Isn't great, but goes through a stretch where he's good enough. Puts up solid stats, not making mistakes, and then he vomits all over himself in the season finale. They missed the playoffs because of a loss to, I think, the worst team in the league. Yeah, the Jags had the number one pick. Terrible loss all on Wentz. And then they kick him to the curb, and now he's in Washington. And I just don't see any path to success for Wentz. That being said, he threw for over 350 yards against Tennessee. I will maintain that was the right side, the right bet. I would make it again. It's just tough for me to go to the well with Carson Wentz and Washington on the road. But at the same time, can you trust the Bears? Because we know all they can do is run the football, right? They're a very good running game. Of course, it stinks that Montgomery's back if anybody has Khalil Herbert in fantasy. And now you're talking about a Washington run defense. I mean, Derrick Henry, I don't think he had 50 yards rushing. I think they've got like a top 7 or 8 defense in DVOA from the Football Outsiders. So you're telling me that if the Bears can't run, this becomes a Justin Fields game? And you trust Justin Fields passing the ball? Guys, that is... Whew. So it did dip to 37.5 at a couple spots. I think the total is probably the best bet because who knows what the hell you're going to get with Wentz and Fields. I know primetime unders have been gold. I know rookie head coaches on Thursday Night Football have been bad. And 2 weeks ago, we saw McDaniel with the loss in Cincy. Last week, we saw rookie head coach Nathaniel Hackett with the loss at home. I mean, if you're asking me for a side, I'm fading Eberflus in his Thursday Night Football debut, and I would take Washington, but I think the best bet is the over. Yes, I'm going with the over. I think we see some decent fireworks here. Maybe Fields woke up in the second half against the Vikings. He was able to have some success through the air. So I would lean over 38. Definitely not a big play. Way too risky with these two crappy teams, especially a game that I probably won't be watching. But I am things are starting to come into shape for Sunday. We already talked about the Vikings. I'm looking hard at Cincinnati, New Orleans. That is kind of an interesting game because the way teams are defending Cincy, they're getting bet early this week. And I just wonder about this Cincinnati run defense. have they faced anybody? Because this Taysom Hill Kamara attack is a real thing. I don't know why people are betting Cincy. I'm not on New Orleans yet, but I'm looking at that game. I think I'm probably going to be on Cleveland at home against Bailey Zappi, even though the Patriots delivered for me. I'm really hoping that the Jets number gets to 8. 7.5 is good, but I would love 8. I think the New York Giants are a team. I know nobody's going to want to hear that, but I mentioned this on Cowherd Show. Wink Martindale was with the Ravens, defensive coordinator, saw Lamar Jackson in practice for the last 4 years, knows everything about the guy, knows how to stop him. Giants are getting healthier on defense with their edge rushers. They were quite good last week against Aaron Rodgers in the second half. I think Baltimore could be in a tough spot here on the road. Now, Daniel Jones betting him at home is never smart, so there's still some consternation there on my end. But the card is starting to come into form, so we'll talk way more about it tomorrow. Enjoy, or try to enjoy, the Thursday Night Football game. We'll talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.